Hello everyone, welcome to the yet another episode of the Hawkeye Podcast. We are into the last segment, last game of the IPL. So in today's episode, we'll be talking about the Punjab Kings. And as usual, I'm joined by two panel members, Prabhu Tripathi and Devashi Sarangi. To talk about the Punjab Kings, we have a special guest to join with us, Mr. Arvind Krishnan. Hello, Arvind.
Hi.
Welcome to the Hawkeye Podcast.
Thank you. First things first, I appreciate it that you all invited me over here. Thanks a lot for having me.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to host you, and I hope we'll have a fantastic discussion regarding.
Likewise.
So, I'm going to start the proceedings with you only. So, my first question is, what was your expectations? My first question is, how much satisfied you were with your with the performance of Punjab Kings last season when they were known as Kings and Punjab?
Last season I thought they were good. Could have been better. Unlucky at the same time they gave away matches which they should have won. Basic decisions, tiny mistakes what caught them a place in the playoffs. They were good in patches, two games which they should have won, they didn't win. So, I mean, overall, if I have to rate their performance of IPL 2020, I would give it a 6 on 10, 7 on 10. Lots of potential, but didn't live up to it. But nevertheless, it was not bad. It was good. Good.
More than calling it unlucky, we can say that lack of application in the crucial stages of the game. So how did you see that option happening for Punjab Kings? Were they good at the option table, or little bit in your opinion?
My views on Punjab's option this time would be the same as my view of their performance of IPL.
Were able to fill the loopholes in the auction?
Yes and no. Yes, because they did get an anchor, and no, because they didn't solve their batting depth issue, because in my opinion, it was a missed opportunity. Okay, just what I said about their performance last season in the IPL 2020, I would say the same thing for the auction. Missed opportunity. They had the highest budget, they had the highest option purse with them. They could have gone for someone like Morris. I was hoping Punjab go for Morris. They had the money with them.
It's happening for some time now that whether it is mini auction or the big one, but the Punjab Kings revamped their squad completely in the auction, going to the auction table. They release quite a lot of players, they buy quite a lot of new faces. Every year, this time it was against the same. They got David Malan, they got Riley Medred, also they got Jai Richardson. I think the best buy was Fabian Allen at 75 or 50 lakhs.
Spot on. Because, see, like I told you, they were good. They did solve a few issues. But with the purse they had, I expected them, I was expecting for Punjab to be the happiest team after the auction gets over. But sadly, that cannot be fair because they could have gone, like I mentioned earlier, for Morris. They have a lot of issues which I hope you all will address or one up or I will speak about it. But like, if I am to rate their option, then I would say that they were good, but they could still have been better. It was good, but could have been better. Yes.
Yeah. As you are speaking about Morris, I think the main concern last year was their death bowling too. Was not up to the mark. Jordan was on and off. Occasionally he was very good, occasionally he was very poor. And Mohammad Shami also was on and off. Occasionally good, occasionally not. So they got Jai Richardson, Riley Medred. So how do you see this?
Well, I am glad they got Jai Richardson. He's someone I've been following for a very long time. He has the pace with him. He also bowled well at the death since I followed. I've seen him ball absolutely marvelous at the death. He's good. Also, people don't know about it, but he also has the batting quality within him. He bats as well. So, he's a complete package to Jahir is a very good pick. And like you mentioned earlier, that Sabanaya was the best pick, and I agree on that. And when it comes to last season, Jordan grew hot and cold. To be honest, although I am a big admirer of Jordan, but at best, he's a good death bowler and he has his limitations, Jordan. Mm. Shami, however, I was actually impressed because the Shami I knew initially, he wasn't, he used to
leave. He that super over quite well against Mumbai.
Yes, true. In fact, the match against Sunrisers Hyderabad, which Sunrisers were on their course to win. As far as I remember, he's the one who completely changed the match. He took 3 wickets to something, he bowled an economical strike towards the end. I remember he was the reason why they won that match against Sunrisers.
Yeah, he was quite good with the new ball, but occasionally exactly. He was little bit on the higher side in the terms of economy at the death.
Yeah. But at the end of the day, he's a specialist death bowler, right? Death bowlers always have an economy on the higher side. So even if he has an economy of around, like, you know, somewhere around 8.5 or something, is acceptable considering the fact that he bowls the tough overs for Jordan. So that's okay. However, Shami, like, I would disagree because I actually like Shami. I found him really impressive in the last season. He was very good with the new ball. The first one actually impressed me. And what I noticed is Shami in the past used to leak a lot of runs in the shortest format of the game. But I was very impressed to see him ball. He was good with the dead, good with the new ball. And he will be leading Punjab this time around as well, alongside Jahir Richardson. So, in my opinion, in fact, I don't know if they're going to address this, but one of Punjab's strengths is their pace. They have the pace, they have new ball bowlers, they have that bowlers. That is one nice thing about them, I like.
And now coming, they also got David Malan in. Going by their batting resources, David Malan won't fit into the first playing 11 because they also have Nicholas Poor and they also have Chris Gayle into their side. But a decent option as he is the world number one T20 batsman in the national.
Completely agree.
The one weakness that we saw against the recently concluded T20 series was his weakness against the spin bowling. So that can be exposed in terms of in the IPL or the long tournament in the later part of the game, the pitch becomes a little bit on the techier side and slower side, and then it can
become
a problem for David Malan.
Right. See, well, when we speak about David Malan, he's an absolute asset, Malan, in T20Is. And as a matter of fact, in 2020, although K.L. Rahul was the leader of Surat, he won the Orange Cup. But unfortunately, I don't know if the team management told him or he thought himself. He was on the change. You could clearly see that he was holding himself back. He didn't want to go all guns blazing from over one because he wanted to play the anchor. He wanted to be the one who, you know, like every other batter revolves around. So he could not play the big shot. Either he could not or he did it on purpose. I don't know what was the scenario. But with Malan, K.L. Rahul gets the option to go big. But I would still say this, that they should start off with the universe boss, because I was reading a recent interview where K.L. Rahul just said that he gets better with age and he's looking good as well. So, and if the universe boss is batting for Punjab the way he is, then nothing like it. I mean, I don't see any reason why Malan should replace him. However, if like how we all know that the universe boss has a tendency to have 3 or 4 bad games constantly and struggle to get the middle of the bat, he loses his hands pretty often. So that is the case, you can play Malan with you, the team. You can play Malan ahead, bat him at 3 and all. But if Malan plays, I don't see any way K.L. Rahul plays an anchor. If Malan plays, then Rahul will have to play his natural game, which is go all guns blazing and play the big shot. Because you cannot have 2 proper anchors in your team. I mean, I might sound harsh and anything, but unless you have someone like David Miller or Owen Morgan in your lower middle order, you just cannot afford to have 2 innings filled up with you.
And also, they also got in at the backup option overseas, Moises Hendricks, the all-rounder from Aussie.
Yes. In fact, I was speaking to another friend of mine the other day. I said that he's someone who Punjab should play because they have a lot of issues. Like I told you, the lower middle order and they have a pretty long tail. One of the reasons is someone who can follow this. If they play him, then he can be the 5th or 6th bowler and they can afford to play another, a proper batsman at 6 or something instead of starting off your tail at 7 directly. So he also is an option, Henry.
And the last question regarding the auction, what's your take on their Indian buys, especially of Shah Rukh Khan and one more
Indian buys? Indian buys, see, Indian buys, honestly speaking, are totally contented with them. They got Shah Rukh Khan, they wanted another lower middle order, they got him, and Shah Rukh Khan looked impressive. And if I'm not wrong, and I remember Anil.
They also got Jalak Saxena. He's a star.
I know Saxena. I was actually pretty happy that they got Saxena, because Saxena is someone who has been, he was been India's what do you say, India's like, you know, best all rounder in domestic cricket. He's been absolutely sensational. So I'm glad they went for him. Saxena was good. Shah Rukh Khan was good. I was happy that they got those both players. You needed a few good Indian buyers, you got them. Shah Rukh Khan and who's the other guy again? I was speaking about Saxena.
There was also one Saurabh Kumar, and there was also one more Indian guy.
Saurabh Kumar, yeah, he's a good guy as well, but I'm not too sure if he's...
And kept that one to Saurabh
Kumar. Saurabh Kumar is good. I haven't seen much of him play, but considering Punjab's options, I'm not too sure if they can afford to play him. I mean, I'm not too sure if they can play him. Yeah, they have enough plenty of options. Maybe you can play with a dead rubber, or then... Like, if your team is doing well, then you can play with a dead rubber. And if your team is struggling, then why not just give him a go?
Jalak Saxena is actually a smart buy, because they released Krishnappa Gautam ahead of the auction. And they didn't have any bright arm off-break bowler. So Jalak Saxena was a very smart buy, in my opinion.
Yes.
And they have two teams in Chennai as well, so they can use his
experience. See, they don't have any finger spinner. Apart any Indian finger spinner, they released Jagdish Suchit also. Not only Krishnappa Gautam, Jagdish Suchit was also released. So now they have got in Finn Allen, a finger spinner, left arm finger spinner, and then to replace Gautam, they have got a Jalak Saxena. Jalak Saxena is actually a better spinner than Krishnappa Gautam also. Can be a very handy lower middle order batsman.
Yeah.
So Jalak Saxena, getting him at his base price was a steal. At least for me, it was a steal to get an all-rounder of that quality in your team.
Mm. So, thank you, Arvind. We'll come back to you later for some...
Sure. Whenever I have to speak, just let me know. I'm actually muting myself.
I'll mention your
name. I'm muting myself now.
Okay. So, I'm now going to our panel member. So now I'm going to the first panel member, Vaibhav Tripathi, for the strengths and weaknesses for the Punjab team. Over to you, Vaibhav.
Thanks, host. It's a privilege that Arvind Anna joined us for this episode. He's a very busy person, so him giving time to us, it's a big thing. So again, thanks for it, bro. Now, Punjab Kings, the simple equation is their strength. Regarding their strength, the simple equation is the strength is directly proportional to Punjab's batting. So it's the batting which weighs more in the team. It's more of a 60-40 ratio, batting to bowling. So this batting group is easily the most terrifying one I have ever seen in this form of the game. They have an effective top order, and it all starts with the captain itself, the current orange cap holder. And KL Rahul, and again, he's expected to get runs for his team, because the way he shows the consistency in the last two seasons, it proves that he is the one whom Punjab backs on, and that's why he was made the captain last year as well. So Rahul, not only Rahul, but he will get the ample amount of support. He will get the ample amount of support from his state mate, his old friend, that is Mayank Agarwal, who is his opening partner also, and these two were quite reliable last season, and they formed the most successful opening pair of the last season. And speaking of Mayank Agarwal, he scored 400 odd some runs in the last tournament, despite missing a few games in the later stages of the tournament. Nicholas Puran will once again add the firepower in the batting lineup, along with Chris Gayle, the universe boss. And you know, these two Caribbean batsmen coming from the Caribbean shore, they only know one way to bat. It is to see the ball and strike the ball. They don't know the other way. So, one more interesting thing is, now they have roped in the number one T20I batsman, David Malan.
So now they have consolidated their top order even more. And I think I have the idea why they bought him. So I'll come it on later if we have time, then I'll complete the point. Now, despite having a strong top order, the most terrifying one as I said, Punjab has struggled to find the perfect middle order, which can sustain the innings and also finish the matches when required in the last couple of years, if you say. Because last year what happened is, they were very close to win the game, but they were able to close off the games. They were close, but they weren't the sides which closed the games. If you remember that Glenn Maxwell versus Sunil Narayan bowled the penultimate, the 20th over, and Maxwell was on the strike. And he was sent very later after Prabhsimran Singh. So these were the things that made the difference at the last, that they weren't able to qualify even after coming strong in the second phase of the tournament. So this time around, what they have done is their addition of Moses Onrich and Fabian Allen. Now they have two overseas all-rounders who can take up the role of Maxwell, who can take up the role of that Maxwell was meant to play last season. Also, the presence of explosive players like Shah Rukh Khan. Yes, Shah Rukh Khan is now a big player, at least in the Tamil Nadu circuit. He's a domestic circuit for Tamil Nadu. His strike rate is over 150, so we can know that how hard he had hit the ball. Also, he was a part of the title winning team, which won the Syed Mushtaq Ali title, so he's high on confidence. Then, Prabhsimran Singh also from Punjab. So these two can be very beneficial for their team, as both of them performed exceedingly well in the Syed Mushtaq Ali Trophy this year. So this year, this team will again, I am coming to Nicholas Puran, because this team will again get the benefit from the expertise of Nicholas Puran, because Nicholas Puran is now a proper T20 prodigy, and we know how good he can be when he gets going, and the impact he creates, like Rishabh Pant or Ishan Kishan, it is the same kind of player that he will go and change the dynamics of the game for his team. Then Deepak Hooda also played some crucial North last season. I can remember that 50 against Chennai in the last league of the last league match. So yeah. Then weaknesses. Now there are plenty of plot holes in the bowling department. So while Mohammad Shami, Chris Jordan, Ravi Bishnoi, and Murgun Ashwin are set to reprise their respective roles, some of the new additions, although promising, but they lack experience, IPL experience, I should say. So Jai Richardson and Riley Meredith, who have been brought in to back Mohammad Shami and to support him in the pace department and solve the dead bowling dilemma, as Arvind said, that these two have been bought because of their recent success in the BBL and to support someone like Shami in the death, because they don't have a death bowler now. So now, furthermore, since both of them can be hardly be in the squad in the 11 together, because at the same time, because given the 4 overseas player limit, Punjab Kings strategy to not onboard another Indian pacer in, say, someone like Vaibhav Arora, the rookie fast bowler who is doing well for Himachal Pradesh, or even a capped one like Umesh Yadav. So this might just backfire. And also coming to the all-rounder option, they had the moment to buy Chris Morris. Okay, they had the biggest purse, but still they didn't went to with for Chris Morris. And this, I think I will agree with Arvind, what Arvind said, that Chris Morris should have been a part of this squad, because he would have been added more value to this team. I think every one of us know that he's injury prone, but Chris Morris at the deck, also he last season he proved that he can pick wickets in the power play as well, and also he can strike some lusty blows down the order. So Chris Morris was surely a miss, because now I don't see an seam bowling all-rounder is missing. Moses Onrich is there, but he's not a 140, 138 or 140 kind of bowler. So I agree with him that they missed Chris Morris. Now, another evident weakness in the bowling department can be the lack of an established spinner. Ravi Bishnoi, Murgun Ashwin, Jalaj Saxena, and Jalaj, yes. So these three guys
all three guys are uncapped. Okay, uncapped Indian spinners. And since Fabian Anlin is the only capped player among the spinners, Punjab Kings may have some place, may place some faith in him from time to time. Because now, we know that Murgan Ashwin, the duo...
Yeah, I was going to ask, this, as they released Mujib, so can this backfire for them?
Really, releasing Mujib was their biggest, it was their biggest mistake for me. Because if you have Mujib, see, first of all, Mujib is one of the most reliable T20 bowler, all-round bowler. He's an all-round bowler. Mm-hmm. He can bowl in the power play, he can bowl in the middle overs, he can bowl in the slog overs as well. He showed that on Jamaica Talawaz in the CPL. So, releasing Mujib was their biggest mistake. As you know, it was a blunder, again, from the Punjab management. So, I didn't like that move. Also, they released Sheldon Cottrell. So, I think instead of having two right-arm quicks, like Jai Richardson and Ray Meredith, I think they should have gone for someone like, you can say, Jason Dharendorf. Because now you have released Cottrell, he's a left-armer. And you needed someone like to pick early wickets in the power play. Okay, so Jason Dharendorf is a power play bowler. He can give you those, he can give you the three overs in the power play like Deepak Chahar. Okay, and then you can keep Shami. And one more bowler in the back, like Arshdeep.
Jai Richardson also can play that same role, what I feel is, the new ball.
See, Jai Richardson, what I have seen of Perth Scotcher, he wasn't there for the first four overs. It was like more fifth over, sixth over bowler. Okay, so it but for Australia in the New Zealand series, he took the new ball role because there wasn't any Stark. Okay, but now... I'm not against like having Jai Richardson or Ray Meredith. Only thing is, they should have gone for a like-to-like replacement. No Sheldon Cottrell, so bring in another left-armer. Because you release a left-arm pacer. Also, they have Chris Jordan. So now they have Chris Jordan, Ray Meredith and Jai Richardson. Three right-arm quicks. Okay. And only Rilla Meredith is different to the other two guys, who is much taller, whose action is different to others, like more of a belly stand leg kind of action. So that was, I think, I don't know what I can call it as, but Jason Dharendorf would have been a better option instead of Meredith or Jai Richardson. They shouldn't have gone for both Richardson and Meredith. That's what I feel. That's what I think. Then Bishnoi and Ashwin, coming to that, Bishnoi and Ashwin did a decent job last time. They bowled well, better than my expectations, I would say, I must admit. But had the franchise made a bid for a specialist spinner, like some good finger spinner, because finger spinner is what they lack. They have two wrist spinners. They have two good wrist spinners. So it would have added more firepower to the spin attack. Now,
Do you see Jalaj Saxena playing from the first game as a finger spinner?
See, I would love to have Jalaj Saxena. But then again, it comes down to who is your lower middle order option, because they have the luxury of many Indian domestic Indian batsmen in the lower middle order. They have Mandeep Singh, they have Sarfaraz Khan, they have Deepak Hooda, they have Shahrukh Khan.
Okay. Yeah.
And then Fabian Allen is also there, who can bowl the left arm spin and who is a very good lower middle order batsman who can strike the ball at his will. So now they have the Who are your four overseas players? And if you have Fabian Allen in your team, then you can say Jalaj Saxena. But if you have Jalaj Saxena, then you have to be very careful with your overseas bowling. Pace bowling options. Then you have to go with Jai Richardson, Mohammad Shami, and Arshdeep Singh. Okay, you can't get better. You can't look beyond these options. So, again, I'm saying that the finger spin department is still the weakest link of this team. And I think this will, again, backfire them. Wrist spinners did well. Because Bishnoi was a rookie last year, okay? So, many of the Indian or overseas or many, all the India, sorry, all the IPL batsmen who participated in the tournament last year were facing Bishnoi for the first time. But now when they will come back, now they know that he's a googly bowler. He's a googly bowler like Rashid Khan. So he will bring the ball back in. Okay, unless and until he has developed that subtle variation which I talked about last season. So if he's doing the...
Yeah, as I've always said that getting a success in the second year of your IPL is a bigger task than getting it in the first.
Exactly, exactly. You see, first season is like you are a newbie and not many of the other players have seen you. But after that, video evidences are there, then strategies are there made against you. So then you have to be very careful the next time you go. Classic example is Mayank Markandey. Okay, 2018 breakthrough season, after that, he got vanished. Now he is not even
considered in the 11. So many examples. If you talk about Kingston and Punjab, there was Paul Valsarty.
Yeah, exactly.
But
Paul Valsarty is also
in the first season. But.
So this is the, what I can say, that weakest link, again, the finger spin option. Also, death bowling is still a worry. Because, yes, Jai Richardson is good. And he has done that for Scorchers also. But again, he is coming to India. He has never played a T20 here for IPL. In IPL, so the condition will be different. Conditions will be different. The atmosphere will be different. And the role will be different for him. Because now he will be bowling alongside Mohammad Shami. I don't know how they will use Jai Richardson and Shami both. Then you have to rely on Arshdeep Singh, who did well last season. I thought Arshdeep was the pick of the Indian bowler, uncapped Indian bowler. So Arshdeep Singh should take the extra responsibility of bowling at least two in the final five, because he is not a power play bowler. And you can't say that you are relying on Arshdeep Singh to give you two overs in the first six. I think one over, one change over will do, but apart from that, he should be kept for death or middle overs. So this is now coming to the Malan point. Okay, so the only idea, and as now after that I'll finish, that only idea of bringing in David Malan is what I can see is, Chris Gayle, no doubt, we know how good he is, how he's a proven performer, the best T20 batsman to have played the game, no doubts. Okay, but now what I'm seeing is, bringing in Malan is more of a strategic, it's more from a strategic point of view, is like, if they want that KL Rahul shouldn't play that role of anchor, which every fan of his wanted, that he should play at a strike rate of 140 flies. We want to see the free-flowing KL Rahul again. Okay. So, if they want to do it, because Mayank Agarwal is going to play the same way he did last year. Okay. And Nicholas Puran at number 4 is the best bid, and he is not going to change his way. We also know that. And the team management. So now, if you want KL Rahul to perform the way he did in 2018, his free-flowing KL Rahul, or 2016 as well. Okay, so then you have to bring in Malan, as Anna said, as Arvind said, that being Malan will be the anchor, and he's not new to this role. He plays the same role for England. So David Malan at number 3 will be the anchor, and then you can play, and then other batsmen can play around him. Then KL Rahul and Mayank Agarwal can put on a strong opening partnership and with a better strike rate from KL Rahul. And then David Malan will continue to anchor the inning. And then Nicholas Puran at 4. Because if you will have number 3 as Chris Gayle and number 4 as Nicholas Puran, then you aren't far away from the collapses. Because if Mayank Agarwal gets out, then if Chris Gayle gets out, because we know that he has the habit of going from the very first ball. If Chris Gayle gets out, and then Nicholas Puran will come, and he will not wait for the opportunity that let this phase be passed and then I'll go. He will be like 2-3 balls, he will wait, and after 5 or 6 balls, he will go after the bowling. And then he might end up losing his wicket too. So this is the worry, that if Gayle and Puran plays, yes, they will win the matches, but the collapse aren't away when you have guys like this in your batting lineup at 3 and 4. And then their lower middle order, inexperienced lower middle order will get exposed. So I think having David Malan, or you can try Moses Ondiks. See, Moses Ondiks at 3 is not a bad option at all, because Moses Ondiks did that same thing for SRH in 2015, if I'm correct. So Moses Ondiks at 3, Moses Ondiks is the batting all-rounder. He is very good. Against spinners, against pacers, his technique is very good. They are Sydney Sixers wasting him in the lower middle order. Australia wasting him in the at number 5. He's a proper top order player. He should play at the top. And with Moses on the case, if he bats in the top 3, if he bats at number 6, then he will give you that 2-3 overs. We saw how good he is with the ball in the India series last year when India toured Australia. So Moses is also option. So Chris, if not Chris Gayle, then you have David Malan as an anchor, or you can also play Moses on wicket. So now completing, finishing my thing. So Punjab Kings. Yes, Punjab Kings does have the batting firepower in Rahul, Malan, Agarwal, Gayle, Puran to send the position on a leather hunt. But it's their bowling. However, that appears susceptible again, and thus their skipper KL Rahul and of course Jumbo Anil Kumble have their task cut out in this again in this IPL. So that's what this was all from my side, strengths and weaknesses. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Vaibhav. A very thorough analysis regarding Punjab Kings. So coming to our guest Arvind. Arvind, are you there?
Hello.
Yeah, Arvind. So what's your take on Vaibhav's analysis? What's your take on Vaibhav's analysis? And what's your own opinion on the strengths and weaknesses of Punjab Kings?
Well, first things first, before anything slips away from my mind, I totally agree with what you said about Moises Mendes. Playing him is not a bad option because he's someone who can play the role of an anchor. He's a very good player of spin as well. And if you start him up three, it is beneficial as he can play the role of an anchor, and he can allow KL Rahul to play the national game as well. And this, however, out of all the merits of having him play in your 11, the biggest merit I see is you have another bowling option. Because like I told you, that Punjab have a major crisis of their lower middle order, and they need a proper fifth bowler. And if they have a fifth bowler who is a proper bowler, then that compromises their batting. And if they have a part-time bowler, it compromises their bowling. So I agree with him on the fact that Hendrick should bat if Malan goes hot and cold, and having him might be a blessing in disguise for them. However, having said that, Hendrick hasn't played the IPL for a pretty long time, and I'm not too sure about his match practice. I think he did play the domestic season, but that is, I mean, the standard, let's be honest, are not as big and as good as the Indian Premier League. So, if he's in good mix, if he's in good touch, I would like to start off with him.
Sorry to interfere, but completing your point, yes, he played some games for NSW before coming to IPL, and he batted two. So, he has that game time by his side. So, if it will not be a bad option to test him at three, as we both
agree. That is why I wasn't too sure, because I remember coming out of his course. So yeah, I hope he's in good nick. If he's in good nick, I will start him off directly at three. Also, I agree, one more point on what Weber said is Saban Allen is your only cap spinner in the team, so that might prompt Punjab to play him. And playing him is not all a bad option, because you already have a number seven, you don't have a proper number seven all-rounder. So I would say, why not play Saban Allen in your team? He can provide you the spin. He might not give you his full quota for over every match, but he can definitely give you two in the minimum, which I think should be enough on a good pitch. On a flat deck, anyways, the other ball can make up, and you can have other options. Well, I'm sure KL Rahul, Anil Kumble have backup plans for that. But Saban Allen is a boon for Punjab. And he has been good in the Caribbean Premier League. So if he can replicate that performance in the IPL, nothing like it. So I would say that the key to Punjab is their number 7 crisis and their skipper KL Rahul. Because see, honestly speaking, I am someone who has rated KL Rahul very highly. He is currently my favorite Indian player as well. So the key, it all revolves around him. If he plays the role of an anchor, then Punjab has to play the universe boss at 3, which I am not really keen on, like how what Weber said. It can trigger a batting crash at any given point of time with universe boss and Nicholas Puran together in the team. So I would like him to play the aggressor, and if he's the aggressor, he should have an anchor like Malan or Moises Mendes. It depends on whoever is in good nick. And if it is Malan in your team, then the number 7 crisis again comes. Then you either play Saban Allen and depend on part-time spin of Deepak Hooda, and you have to compensate 4 overs between Hooda and Saban Allen, or you can play someone like Chris Jordan. And I remember Harsha Bogna saying that properly, because that is only a viable option, having 6 proper bowlers. But then again, that compromises your batting order and that puts a lot of pressure on Pandya's top order. So if Chris Jordan has to bat at 7, then it's an issue, but that's Pandya's concern bowling. So that is why I was very keen on adamant on concern of Chris Morris, but they could not. And also one more point I agree about with Weber is that second season is always an issue for every youngster. They come, first season they manage to impress everyone, and second season they start to struggle because the players start to they start to understand you. So Bishnoi is someone what worries me about that. However, with whatever I've seen of him, I've been mighty impressed with him, and I think he should do good second season. Hopefully, fingers crossed. Murugan Ashwin, just like Weber, he performed way better than what I expected. I didn't have any huge expectations from him, but he managed to impress me big time. And however, one thing I would like to, I don't know if Vaidal said this, I mean, I'm not so sure he said this, but I remember something about death bowling he said, that they don't have too many options, something like that. Maybe I'm not too sure what he said exactly about that. But I would say that death bowling is one of Punjab's strengths, because they have Jordan or Jai, one of them. Jai has the back of the hand delivery, Jordan has a slower yorker, which is very good. Shami has a pace, and in 2020 I saw him being very good. And in fact, I remember in 2020...
Basically, what Vaibo said was that they released Cotton, who was a left armor, but they didn't got any left armor on the internet.
I'll come out of that. I'll think about the death bowling. So yeah, Jordan and Jai are viable options. You can go to either one of them. Riley Meredith, although he's been superb in the big bash, but he hasn't had any international experience and he hasn't played the IPL, so I would like to keep him only as a backup. I would not start off with Meredith. Shami, however, is someone who I rate very high, and I think he will be a new ball and at the deck, both as well, Shami. Shami is good. I don't know why, but I seem to back him and I seem to feel that he will deliver for Punjab, Shami. And yeah, last but not least, about the left-arm option. I totally agree with Vaibhav of them getting Dors, because see, Dors is someone who guarantees you an economic spell in economy. So I beg your pardon, sorry, an economical spell in the power. He balls left arm, he has his left arm angle, he tends to make the batsman struggle, he gets wickets as well. So he could have gone for Dors after releasing Cotterill. But it's okay, nevertheless, I mean, you got one special death ball and you got one ball of Jai, which is in good form. So that is not a big issue. I mean, that would not affect Punjab anyways, in my opinion. Because to be honest, I mean, power play overs can always be handled by Jai and Shami collectively. So, I mean, it's not going to impact much. So, only one complaint I have is they are number 7 crisis and lack of spin experience. Like what Weber said, that the spinners are not really experienced and they don't have a capped Indian spinner, as far as my knowledge goes. So, yeah, I agree on him with that. That's that.
Okay. Thank you, Arvind. So now coming to our second panel member, Deva.
Also, apologies. Arvind, apologies. I want to add one more point. I'm so sorry. It was a brainstorm on my behalf. Apologies. I have this one more point to make.
Yeah.
Can I?
Yeah.
Or am I
thank you so much.
Yeah. One more thing I agree about Vaibhav is the lower middle order of Indian deck. That although their lower middle order is weak, but they have a lot of options. They have Deepak Hooda, who is good. And I remember him hitting Lungi and giving for 15-16 runs. Right now, everyone must be thinking that what's the big deal? He's hitting Lungi and Giri. He's been in terrible form of late. But mind you, in the match where Hooda hit Lungi and Giri, in that match, Giri got 3 wickets. 3 wickets or 4 wickets?
He was having a very good day,
I remember. And Hooda hit him for more than 15 runs in the over. He was hitting him deep across square leg and all. I remember Hooda.
CSK's last league game in 2018.
Yes, I do remember. Yes. In that match again, Gaikwad scored a 50, right? If I'm not wrong.
Yeah.
I remember. Yeah. So yeah, Hooda is there good. And in my opinion, Hooda should bat at 5. Permanently, they should play him at 5, Hooda. Number 6 is very confusing. They can play either Saxena or Shah Rukh Khan or Sarfaraz or Mandeep, one of the four. Shah Rukh Khan, they can play, but I am not really a fan of playing a newcomer at 6, because number 6 is very hard to bat.
In my opinion, the hype Shah Rukh Khan is getting, I think surely he'll get a game in the first game. He'll get a chance.
Exactly. I mean, it's risky, isn't it? It's risky. Playing a newcomer at 6, right? I mean, the role of a player during the newcomer is still risky. So, Mandeep, if someone who has done it, I've seen him finish games real, real good. He has the experience, seasoned campaigner, can go with him. Saxena is another good option. I don't know who told this, but someone said that Saxena also offers you much more with the ball as compared to Krishnappa Gautam, which I totally do agree also. However, his batting as a finisher, I am not too sure. I haven't followed his hitting ability, but that's another option you can go with. So yeah, basically Hutta is a 100% starter for me. He's a certainty, Hutta, in my opinion.
Okay.
That's it.
Thank you, Arvind. We'll talk about this segment in the playing 11, which will be spoken by Devashish, our second Tamil member, Devashish Sarangi. So Devashish will speak about the possible playing 11 of Punjab Kings and also the possible tactics they can use in the upcoming IPL. Over to you, Devashish.
Thank you, Viral. Let's see what could be the best strategies for the Punjab Kings and what could be their best possible 11. Their opening was really good last season with Mayank Agarwal and KL Rahul. Whenever they opened, they had an average opening stand of 61. Such successful they were together. So they will start for Punjab Kings as the openers. That's a no-brainer. I want Mandeep Singh as a third opener. I don't trust him as the finisher. And this time they have other finishing options. There is Sarfaraz, there is Shah Rukh Khan, there is Deepak Hooda. So I think Mandeep should be kept as a reserve opener. Then Chris Gayle is the obvious pick to bat at number 3. He had a very good IPL last season, averaged over 41, and his strike rate was over 137. Match winner, we all know that. There was a lot of talk about David Malan and Moses Henricks to play at number 3, but I think they should start with Chris Gayle, and he loves batting at Mumbai. They are going to play their first two games in Mumbai, and he loves batting there. He has an average of 40 there. So Chris Gayle starts for me at number 3. At number 4, they will have Nicholas Pooran. He also played some really good match-winning knocks last year. He is their X-factor in batting, so he will bat at number 4. At 5, they tried Maxwell on most of the occasions last season, Karun Nair a few times, and Mandeep Singh in the last game against Chennai Super Kings. This year, they have options in Shah Rukh Khan, Sarfaraz Khan, and Deepak Hooda, because I said I want Mandeep Singh as the backup opener. Then two players among these three, Sarfaraz, Deepak and Shah Rukh, these are going to play. I would like to pick Shah Rukh and Deepak Hooda at the current scenario. They should try Shah Rukh. He is a very powerful hitter around the order, as we saw in the Syed Mushtaq Ali Trophy. He scored at a strike rate of 220. His strike rate was the best one in the tournament, on the basis of which he was picked by the Punjab Kings. So they should try him, I want Deepak Hooda because he also provides the sixth bowling option. They also don't have a right-arm off-break option. So they can try him if required. Right-arm off-break option, batting all-rounder. So they can try Deepak Hooda. He also played a brilliant knock of 62 of just 30 balls in the last game against CSK in 2020 last year. So Deepak Hooda starts for me. Then they should go with Fabian Alep. It's a no-brainer. Dynamic hitter down the order and an accurate slow left armer. Then their four bowlers should be Jai Richardson, Mohammad Shami, Arshdeep Singh and Ravi Bishnoi. Ravi Bishnoi starts ahead of Murgan Ashwin because he had a very good IPL. And secondly, Rajasthan Royals. Their first match is against Rajasthan Royals. And Rajasthan Royals have a decent amount of left-handed batsmen in their lineup. There is Stokes, there is Rahul Tevatiya, there is Shivam Dubey who is supposed to start. So these are the left-handed batsmen they have in their lineup, and Bishnoi has very good numbers against the left-hand batsmen. We saw how he restricted Rishabh Pant, the likes of Rishabh Pant in the last IPL. So Bishnoi, supported by Allen and Hooda, will handle the spin department because the match is in Chennai, in Mumbai. They are going to play their first two games in Mumbai, where it does not support spin very much. So these three will be enough to handle the spin department, I think. And Shami, Jai Richardson and Arshdeep will be there. Same options. Shami was very good in the power play, though he took wickets at death, but he was expensive. So he was very good in the power play in 2020. So he will open the bowling with Jai Richardson. And Ashwin will come as the first change for me. Jai swings the ball with pace, so he deserves at least one over in the power play with the new ball. And Jai will be required at the death as well. So they will have to use him wisely, as he is their best bet for death overs, as he can nail the Yorkers accurately. Ashwin will bowl discreetly, some overs here, some overs there. He was also very instrumental at the death last year. He used his cutters very well, bowled some very good slow bouncers, I remember. So he can bowl one, two overs at the death as well. Shami, maximum one over at the death, I want. So my 11 for the Punjab Kings will be Mayank Agarwal, KL Rahul, Chris Gayle, Nicholas Puran, Shah Rukh Khan, then Deepak Hooda, Pravin Allen, Jai Richardson. He can also hit some lusty blows as well, coming down the order. He can bat. Then Mohammad Shami, Ravi Bishnoi, and Ashdeep Singh. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Devashish. So now coming to our guest, Arvind. Do you agree with the playing 11, what predicted by Devashish? If any changes, you can mention it.
Could you repeat the question if you don't mind?
Do you agree with the playing 11 that Devashish predicted for the first game of Punjab Kings? If any
I did hear his playing 11, and to be honest, I agree with most of his points. So more or less, my playing 11 is the same. So only one thing I disagree is about Universe Boss. I do agree that Universe Boss is a runaway match winner, and you should keep runaway match winners in your team, because, I mean, like, that's how this format works. But the issue is that with a middle order and lower middle order consisting of full Indians, you can't afford to have a player like Universe Boss who can either win your game on his day or be an absolute no-show on his day. With all due respect to the greatest T20 player of all time, you need one anchor at three, because KL Rahul as an anchor is a completely waste of talent, because KL Rahul himself is another match winner. So I don't see any reason why as to you would want Rahul to play the role of an anchor. And if you have Universe Boss with you, it might just disrupt the balance. So I would start off with either of Malan or Moises and Richis. However, having said that, if they tend to fail, like the past two or three seasons, Universe Boss can come over and play this game. Because what I've noticed with Punjab and how they go around things is, they wait for things to go haywire and then introduce the Universe Boss. So I would like to stick with that tactic and not start off with Universe Boss directly. I know the match is been played in Bankire, but then again, it's too risky and you don't know how the pitch is going to be. Sometimes, as a localized myself, either flat offers absolutely nothing or it tends to stick a bit and it gets to 150-160 scores. I've seen that happen pretty much. So Universe Boss won't start in my 11. However, the rest of that, I agree with them. I remember Dave saying that...
That's a very bold prediction. That's a very bold prediction, Arun.
Thank you. It is bold, but it's slightly controversial. However, having said that, I will repeat my statement that the Universe Boss is the greatest T20 player of all time. I know disrespect to him. I was only saying that with respect to the current team balance. Nothing more, nothing less. So, yeah. However, one thing I strongly agree with Dave is that Ashdeep Singh is one of the impressive Indian untapped players. The energy to ball those slower bouncers and Yorkers the deck was really good. I remember in one match he was even able to control Andre Russell at the deck. That was the same match where Maxwell had to score 6-1 against Sunil Narine, but only scored a 4 that match. He contained Russell really well. He's a starter no-brainer as well. And I also agree with him that Allen is a no-brainer, because he is not a perfect solution to the number 7 crisis. He can ball you 2 overs minimum. And on his day, if the pitch is slowing up and it's 10 to speed, he can ball all 4. He can ball his quota as well, you never know. And more than that, his batting is what tells you to play. If you have someone like Allen in a team batting at 7, he can even come up the order and play the zone of a dasher, mind you. It's a big blessing for Punjab. So I would start off with Allen, like what Dave said. And seeing Shami ball well in the power plays and being as expensive as it gets while Harawa taking wickets. Agree with him that as well. Shami can ball in the power play up front, two or maybe even three if things permit. They can ball him as well. And they can start off with Jai and Shami and Harshdeep. Also, one more thing I agree with him is Bishnoi over M. Ashwin, which again because of his of the left hand factor of Rajasthan Royals. And one more important thing to remember is that Rajasthan Royals will be having hard hitters in their team. And playing someone like Murugan is a risk. So better off have someone like Bishnoi who can tend to flatten the ball slightly and, you know, cause a different trajectory. So I would start up with Bishnoi, like what he said. Otherwise, yeah, I think wearing the universe box factor, me and Dave have almost the same level. Khuda starts off. Starting off with Shah Rukh Khan, like I told you, I have no clue about Saxena's hitting ability. And Mandeep Singh, although he has been good as a finisher, he was good as a opener for Punjab as well. So pretty much even I agree with him being a backup opener, although he can be the finisher. So you can start off with Shah Rukh Khan because Sarfaraz at number 6 is a big no for me. Because I don't want to see someone trying to play those cheeky scoops time and again. That is not what your number 6 does. Your number 6 can play those. Your number 6 should be someone who can play the big shots and play the cheeky scoops at will whenever, like, you know, like when the ball, when it is there to be hit. And not someone who plays the cheeky scoop on every ball. I mean, unless you are someone like AB Devil versus, I don't know what you can say for that. Because playing cheeky scoops on every ball towards the death is not advisable unless you are, you know, like you're an legit expert in that. So on my opinion, we'll start off with Shah Rukh Khan and Huda at 5 and 6 respectively. And yeah, otherwise other than that, I think me and Dan have the same level, same thoughts. 99% same as what he said.
Yeah, okay. So thanks, Anvin. Now we are moving to our next segment, that is our audience query.
That's right.
And there's one question asked from the audience. The name is Pratyu. She is using the Twitter with the handle name @ps_11. She is asking the question that can change of name for Punjab can bring same glory as in the case with the DC, Delhi happened? Because Punjab always had a great pool of players, but they have been always underperforming in every IPL from the start.
But your voice is breaking. Can you repeat the question? I'm really sorry. I'm not going to some purpose. I genuinely can't hear. I'm really, really sorry. Please.
Okay, I'm repeating the question. He's asking that
Can
change of name for Punjab-based franchise can bring same glory as it happened in the case of Delhi-based franchise when they changed their name from Delhi Daredevils to Delhi Capitals?
Okay,
Punjab always had a great pool of players in the IPL, but every season it has been the same case that they have been the underperformer. So can the change of name bring that luck factor?
Definitely. Why not? Because see, Delhi was like Punjab. They had all good players. They had a good team management, but no one could ever guess and no one could ever know why they didn't succeed with that team. I mean, having a team with players like Jayawardene, KP, Sehwag, Mone Mokhel, Ishan Pathan, that team could not win. Then I don't know what sort of magic was surrounding Delhi. So they changed the name, that worked out. Although I'm not really a big fan of luck and jinxing and all that bullshit, but unfortunately, as shocking as that might sound, that didn't work for Delhi. So why not for Punjab? Same team management, they have a very good captain. KL Rahul, I was very impressed with his captaincy last year. Although he made a few blunders, but for starters, he's pretty good. They have a good team. They have runaway match winners. They have players who play when under pressure. They have someone like Anil Kumble. And one of them, a team can be successful only when there is a good chemistry between the coach and captain. You take someone like Stephen Fleming and MS Dhoni from Chennai to the Kings. They gel very well. They're a very successful team. You take Mahila Jayawardene, Rohit Sharma, and the entire Mumbai team management. They gel very well. They're successful. You have Ricky Ponting and Shreyas Iyer, a very good bond. We have seen that through Delhi Capitals' social media team. they were again successful. So the chemistry between the coach and the captain is really, really important. And that is why a few teams could not succeed as well, because of the lack of chemistry. But in Punjab's case, they have a very good chemistry. Anil Kumble and KL Rahul, they play well together. So, I mean, I never thought I'll say this, but true, yes, the luck factor might just work for Punjab.
Okay. So now quickly coming to our next segment, that is the rapid fire round. I will be asking 5 questions regarding in relation with the history of the Punjab, Kings of Punjab. Now it is
Punjab. Okay.
So are you ready, Arvind?
Officially, yes. Unofficially, okay. No.
Uh-huh. Okay. So the first question is.
How many seconds will I get for each question?
What? How many?
How many seconds will I get to?
No, there is no time limitation.
So I have enough time to just go and Google the answers, right?
Yeah.
just kidding. Don't worry, I won't Google anything. Yeah, tell.
The first question is, who has scored the most number of runs for Kings of Punjab in the IPL history?
In what? In IPL history?
Yeah, most number of runs till now.
Sean Marsh. Sean Marsh.
Okay. Yes, you are absolutely correct. Sean Marsh is the right answer. He has scored 2,477 runs.
Yes.
Punjab.
Sean Marsh. Yes.
Who was the first Indian to score a century for Kings and Punjab? It is okay. Punjab team.
What? Are you repeating the question? Who was the first player to?
First Indian to score a century.
Indian player to hit a century for Punjab. That's the question,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, India.
Okay, this is a little tricky one. I guess it's Paul Walthrappi in 2011.
Yes,
I'm not too sure.
Paul
Walthrappi.
Right? Yes. It is against Chennai Super Kings in the 2011 IPL.
2011, yeah. I think CSK scored 188. All of them scored 120 or in that match and he won the game. I still remember that.
60. He scored 120 in 63 balls or something like
yes,
that.
Yes,
that's Shala.
Yes. Okay. See, I mean, like, so, he was one guy who I thought would do wonders. Yeah.
Next question is, how many times Punjab have been able to qualify for the playoffs in the IPL history?
All right. Okay. They qualified in the first time. They qualified in 9, 10, 11. They didn't qualify. 12, they didn't qualify. 13, they didn't qualify. 14, they qualified. 15, they didn't qualify. 16, they didn't qualify. They were last, Vijay Muller. 17, they were close. They didn't qualify. 2018, they didn't qualify. 2019, they didn't qualify. 2020, they didn't qualify. So, three times.
Two, yeah.
Three times. Yes.
Two times.
Sorry.
You said it
two
all
times,
right.
Two times.
They were semi-finalists in the inaugural season 2008
yes.
And they were the finalists.
And finalists in 2014, yes. Two times.
Yeah, absolutely correct. 3 out of 3 till now. So the next two questions. Fourth one is, who has scored the most number of ducks for Punjab Kings?
Who has scored the most number of ducks? okay, now this is tricky one. Most number of ducks should be someone who has played a long time and someone who has been able to bat.
Very inconsistent.
Let me think. Can't be Sangha, Yogi, Chawla. Okay, I'll take a wild excuse. Chawla.
No, the hint is he's a very famous all rounder.
Yuvraj Singh.
Huh?
Yuvraj Singh.
No, I'll give you one more hint. He's a very destructive all rounder. He always goes in the IPL auction with lots of expectations and every time he underperforms. So, can you guess it now?
He always goes
under the hammer at the auction table.
I got it. All around the deceptive Maxwell.
Yeah, it's Glenn Maxwell. He has scored
Maxwell,
10
yes.
ducks for Punjab, which is the in highest number.
Oh my god, man. He bloody will have a good season this time. I put my money on him.
So,
for God's sake.
Officially, you have got 4 out of 4, correct?
Yes. Okay.
Now the last question is, who has played the most number of games for Punjab Kings as a captain?
As a captain? Okay, this is a no-brainer. It has to be Adam Gilchrist, without a doubt.
Okay, Adam Gilchrist. So yes. Unfortunately, it's a wrong answer. It's not Adam Gilchrist. It's the Australian player only, George Lilly, with 35 number of games as a captain of Punjab.
Gilchrist has 34. George Lilly is just one game ahead.
I remember back in 2012 or 13 there was this record in there. Okay, maybe I might have gone wrong. No problem.
So I'm officially giving you 3.75 out of 5 as I get 2 or 3 hints for the fourth Glenn Maxwell question. Yeah.
So I get
3.75.
3 out of 5, right?
3.75 out of
5. Oh, wow. I'm happy with that. I was told that this question answer round for Punjab hasn't been really planned for the past year. So I think I did.
Yes.
Mediocrely good, I think. Cool.
Okay, so now we are moving into the last segment of our podcast. Is the expected finish from Punjab team? What are the views of the guest and from the two panel members? So I'll start with the guest, Arvind. Expected finish.
Okay. Expected finish of Punjab. Okay, here I'll make a little big statement and say they'll go to the playoffs. Because see, in 2018, 19-20, they were just one win away from reaching the playoffs. In 2018, they actually were in the playoffs, but you know, silly mistakes disqualified them. In 2019, it was rather unfortunate that they had a few bad moments in the game. So in 2020, they should have won again, but they had 3 games that they lost out of nowhere. So I would say that they were one step ahead, and they would reach either the eliminator or qualifier too. They might not be able to win it, but third or fourth is, you know, where I think they would be, somewhere around third or fourth. And then fourth, mostly, yes.
Okay. Panel member, Babo?
See, they will finish in the bottom four. Don't know where they will be placed, but not in playoff certainly. But I'm by heart, I want them to finish in the top four, and I want them at least reach the qualifier one. Because of our Doc only. Because Doc is not there, but still my sympathy and my full support is with Kings XI Punjab. But to be very realistic, start bottom four.
Okay, Dev, Dashish.
I think they will finish in the fifth or sixth spot. They might surprise the big teams with their batting prowess, but I don't think they will qualify this time also.
Okay, so the guest has the opinion that they'll go to the playoffs. The panel members don't agree with that, and here I'm missing a third panel member very badly. We surely would have got that Punjab Kings will win this, win the inaugural title. So that's all from this episode. It also marks the end of our IPL preview segment. We have, in each and every episode, we have covered all the eight IPL teams. And special thanks to Arvind for joining with us. It was such an incredible experience of talking with you. So thank you to all our panel members and to the Hawkeye podcast team for giving their valuable input throughout this IPL preview segment. Thanks to all the 3 panel members. You all 3 can thank me too. So hope the listeners.
Thank you. Thank you for hosting this very good evening.
Thanks a lot, mate. Yeah. Thanks a lot. You're a fantastic host.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Arvind. And hope the listeners will enjoy the IPL preview segment. We'll be soon back with the will be regarding the IPL review after the IPL. So enjoy the IPL, guys. Let's hope your favorite team wins. Till then, goodbye.